Welcome back to a second episode of Spitting Fire with Drago 75. I am your host, Drago, and today we're diving in deep into the flames of passion and purpose. If you ever felt you're unsure about what you're doing in life, well, this episode right here, man, it's going to help you get through, man. Trust me. You know, we're going to explore how to ignite that fire within you and find your true calling, man. You know what I'm saying? So let's get it started. Here we go.
Welcome to Spittin' Fire with Drago 75, the podcast where we turn up the heat on current events and the hottest trends sizzling across social media. We're here to shoot from the hip and tackle the topics that matter. No filters.
No filters.
No apologies.
No apologies.
From breaking news to viral sensations, we're diving deep into the conversations that everyone's buzzing about. So buckle up and get ready for some unfiltered discussions, a bit of adult language, and a whole lot of fire. Let's turn off the AC and get this fire started.
What's going on? Drago 75 back here on Spittin' Fire. Oh, man. First of all, I want to say thank you to everyone that subscribed, follow, commented, and emailed me, man. Some great emails, bro. Thank you. I appreciate every single one of you guys. First of all, man, this is episode number 2. Happy New Year. We're still in the early months of January, early days of January. And I want to say thank you to everyone for tuning in once again to Spittin' Fire with Drago 75. I know we're talking about passion and purpose. You know, this can go either way, guys. Don't think of it all being all sexuality and shit. Nothing, none of that crap. You know, it might lead into that. It might lead into that. It might be something. It might be some of that. Or it might not. I don't know. I can't promise you anything. But, you know, first, let's talk about the crucial stuff. Let's talk about passion. It's so crucial to our lives. You know, passion is what drives us to wake up every morning. We're excited about what the day holds. It fuels our creativity. It keeps us motivated, even during the tough times. Unfortunately, you know, you think about it, you know, when we're passionate about something, it doesn't feel like work. It feels like purpose. You know, I remember when I started my first podcast, you know, I was a little nervous, you know, I was a little scared, you know, but it was fueled by the love of storytelling, man, connecting with people. You know, that's passion, you know, that passion carries me through a lot of challenges built for this platform and for other platforms that I've been in, you know what I mean? Different podcasts that I've been on, you know, even the original podcast that I did first, you know, and it's, you know, if you really sit back and, you know, sometimes you have to sit back and reflect on some of the stuff you've done, what are you passionate about? You know, what makes your heart race? You know, this is the first steps of igniting that fire in you, and now that you understand the importance of passion, you know, it's something that fuels you every day in your everyday life. You know, let's discuss how to discover what you're truly passionate about. And here are some steps, man, because, I mean, this is what I usually do before every podcast or before going into a new podcast or before I even start up my podcast for the week. You know, I mean, you have to think back about what you loved doing as a kid. You know, growing up, you know, I was really into radio. I really liked listening to DJs. You know, my infatuation was listening to Wolfman Jack, was listening to Dick Clark. You know, these were awesome DJs. Casey Kasem, these were great DJs. And so into their work, you know, it made you want to listen to the music that was available on the radio. You know, I grew up in the radio ages. TV. I'm not that old. All right, you're wrong. But I mean, radio age is like you would look forward to catching the songs you wanted to hear on the radio, and that's what made me passionate about radio, about talk radio, about podcasting. Actually, you know, that's what really got me into. I mean, you know, it was one of those activities that made you lose track of time. You know, even if you're like a musician, I mean, you pick up your guitar, you pick up your drums, you pick up your bass, any kind of instrument, or you're an artist, you pick up your brush, or you're a designer, you start designing. It's something that you go into La La Land, to a deep sleep space of mind, to where like you forget everything in the world, all the worries in the world just float away, because you're doing something that you're passionate about. I'm not to say that you don't care about the people around you. You do, but it's just something you're passionate about. It's something that you really, really want to do. You know, you really want to see this flourish into something bigger and better, you know. You know, sometimes, you know, we don't know what we're passionate about until we try it. You know, I mean, maybe like take a class, or, you know, joining a club or volunteering. You know, you never know something might spark. You know, maybe you join the Red Cross and you enjoy helping people, or you join the Boys Club because you want to be a coach in the Boys Club. You know, you want to be a teacher. You want to make cookies for everybody, so everybody can be so happy in the world. But it's things like that that, you know, you need to find the passion for it. I know a couple of friends that, you know, some were artists, some are teachers, some are just homebodies that don't do anything but just stay home. You know, they don't do, that's just what they do. But they try things new. They've tried bike riding, canoeing, motorcycle riding, bowling, softball, playing poker, doing crafts, so many things, bro. You just gotta try new things. If you don't know what you're passionate about, maybe you're interested in a certain band. You want to be a part of a fan base, you know, something like that. I mean, don't get over jealous about it. Don't go crazy and, you know, go, you know, every step of the way, their life sums everything, where they have, what they breathe, what they eat. But, you know, in some sort of way, be part of a fan base, because there's a lot that's like building a small family, you know, something like that. If you want to find something on your own that you want to do by yourself, pick up something that only you can do alone, that no one else can join you doing it. That's what it's about. You know, sometimes spending more time writing down other things you could do. You could write down your dreams, get a sheet of paper, write down your dreams, you know, your dreams, your goals, you know, what you want to accomplish. Well, this can also clarify what's truly important to you. And it's true. I mean, I've caught myself where I write down, the first thing I write down is family. That's the most important thing to me. Family is in top notch. You know, podcast is second, friends are third. I know friends be there because friends step, but you know what? Sometimes when you're passionate about something, it takes up number two. Number one's always going to be family. No matter what, number one will always be family. When you really think about it, when you really dig deep, family is number one, without a doubt. You know, and it could be maybe a friend of yours has been around for so many years and you consider him as family. Yeah, that's family. That's family, you know. But when you write your ideas down in a piece of paper, it kind of prioritizes your life a little bit, lets you know where you're coming from, lets you know what you want in life. Yeah, I know, don't get me wrong, we do want to have a little fun. We want to go out to have a couple of drinks, want to go out and meet girls, we want to, you know, want to do all this stuff that makes us feel good. But I mean, what that can't be necessarily an accomplishment in life. It can't. It has to be something that you enjoy, something that keeps you to zen, something that keeps you whole, your core. You know, like I said, family is first, but something, you know, something that, imagine yourself in an abandoned island. You know, you can't be sitting there not doing anything. It's going to drive you nuts. It will drive you nuts. You got to figure something. You got to get, maybe that's what you need to isolate yourself Find out what your goals are. Find out what you're doing in your life. Find out what you want to do in your life. Find out what your necessity in life it is. You know, there's got to be a great outcome to it. And you know, also, you know, talking to people. You know, engaging in conversation with friends, families and family members. You know, get their insights. Maybe they can provide, you know, valuable perspectives and help you uncover your hidden passions. You know, sometimes, oh, Mijo, you're so good at the guitar. Mijo, why don't you continue doing that? Well, maybe. You know, it's an idea. Maybe. No, Mijo, sabes que you cut grass very good. Why don't you buy a lawnmower and cut my grass? No, it's not like that. Nothing like that. You know, remember, discovering your passion is a journey, guys. Not a race. It's not a race. Trust me, it's not a race. You embrace the process, bro. You need to embrace the process and be open to wherever it leads you. I mean, if all of a sudden you want to become, you love women, and this is just for a few of you, you love women, you're always around women, and maybe you should be a pimp. I don't know. It's just an idea. I'm not telling you to do it. It's just an idea. The fuck be walking, driving around and say, bitch, where my money? No, nothing like that. You know, you gotta be real. You gotta think of real things in life. Something that's gonna help you achieve your goals. Something that's gonna make you whole. The passion, you know, that passionate stuff. That purity in yourself. You know, I mean, let's be real. There's always fear and obstacles that are often the biggest hurdles of pursuing your passions. And it's true, it's true. There's so much. There's so many brick walls we have to break down in order to get there. And sometimes it could be family. It could be your closest friend. Hell, it could be the person that's sitting right next to you that's preventing you to reaching that goal. You might not think that maybe he's the process of getting there. It's a 50-50, you know? You know, whether it's fear of failure, you know, self-doubt or opinions from other, those boundaries can be paralyzing. You know, you're always hoping, what are they going to think of me? What are they going to say about me? If I do this, is it the right thing to do? Is it the wrong thing to do? You know, we can't predict the future. That's why we say it's not a race. It takes time to get into what we need to get to. You know, you got to reframe your mindset. You know, instead of viewing failure as a setback, see it as a learning opportunity. You know, every successful person that I've known has faced failure. It's a part of your journey, man. It's a part of your journey. It's a part of something that we have to face. You know, I mean, if you're a sports guy, a sports fanatic, or hell, you even played the damn game, you know you can't always win every game. You ever heard of the term sore losers? There's such a thing. There's some people that just don't know how to lose. But those are the most passionate people that you know in life. Those that hate to lose are the most passionate because they've been through the slum. They've been dragged through the mud, you know? They know what it takes to get to that goal. That's what they want. They want that passion for it, you know? You know, sometimes instead of aiming big, there's a lot of people aim big. I know people that have always said, hey, man, you know, in one day, and if you're listening, you know who I'm talking about. I always wanted to own a bar. And you know what? That's a great passion. That's a goal. That's great. But it's kind of big because there's a lot that goes behind that. There's a lot that goes behind that. You have to take in consideration of all the laws, all the licenses, all the insurances, the money you're going to spend. You know, you're thinking about the outcome already. Well, oh, man, we're going to have this. We're going to have that. Yeah, but all that costs money. That's a huge goal. It's a great goal. But sometimes you got to set small goals. Break your passion into manageable steps, you know. It makes it less overwhelming and allows you to celebrate small victories along the way. Small accomplishments, you know, if you have these small accomplishments in your back pocket, you're like, shit, you know what? I did this. I'm pretty sure I could fucking do that. You know, if I was able to accomplish this damn thing, I can accomplish that shit over there. That's called motivation. That's called pride in yourself. That's called passion. You know, you're going for those goals that you want. And on top of that, guys, always remember, number one rule, surround yourself with positivity, man. Connect to people that are going to uplift you and inspire you. You know, because their energy can also be contagious and motivating to keep pushing forward. You know what I mean? The negative people, you do need them in your life. Sometimes you do. Why? Because you need something to prove them wrong. Sometimes you need them to see, like, shit, I told him he couldn't do it, he did it. I told him he wasn't able to, he was able. You know? Yeah, I told him he could never get that model. Fuck, he's married to her already. Well, he can never bang the girl from the street. Oh, he did it. Now they're getting engaged. Trophy wife. Women, same thing, trophy husband. Never think that the negative friends you have are bad for you. If they've been friends with you through years and you've put up with their shit, then keep them in your lives. So God knows you've gotten so far with them already. Because you wouldn't want to know what you do without them. It's true. You know? On top of that, you know, there's a lot of letdowns in life. You may fail along the way, but you got to practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Understand that everyone has doubts. It's okay to feel that way. You know, it's all right. Acknowledge your feelings and then move forward. You know, there's been situations where I get so pissed off. I get so pissed off to the point where I hate people telling me what to fucking do. I fucking hate people telling me where to do, where to go, where I'm supposed to be at, what I can and cannot do. You know, I hate that shit. I hate it. Why do I keep allowing myself to be around people that doubt me? You know what? But sit back, like I said, sit back, reflect. I think about it and go, it's okay. It's okay to feel that way. I'm acknowledging how I feel. You know, I understand how everyone has doubts. But you know what? As long as I can be kind to myself, keep moving forward, stay positive, I can get to where I need to get to. Because remember, you know, the only thing between you and your passion is often fear in your mind. Challenge that fear, guys, and you'll find your path. You know, it's something that, you know, you got to go after. It's something you got to go after. It's something that you have to not be afraid to take a leap of faith in your life. There was times, man, where I was afraid. I was terrified to do a pod. You know, I'm that kind of person that talks a lot to people. I'm a chatterbox in school. They would set me aside because I talk too much. I wouldn't shut up about anything. You know, I would shut up and do my work. But after I finish my work, I'd be talking. Just like Smoke said, when he's around, I'd be quiet. But when he's gone, I'd be talking again. Yeah, that was me. That was me. I was not afraid to speak up. I was not afraid to say my mind, speak my mind. Though people hated it, teachers would doubt it. Doubt me. Oh, you ain't going to do anything in life. You're going to be some guy pumping gas. Oh, he can't play the sport. He probably can't even throw a ball. Oh, he's too short. He will never make it for the sport. Adversity. Pushing people to the side to show them that you can do it. You know? Now, being the person that's succeeded, I'm not saying I completely, I'm still finding my way through my journey of my passionate stuff to do, which is I'm doing right now. Hopefully make it big one day. But behind that raging moving forward, there are people in my life that push me to move forward. You're almost there, man. You just need that one thing and you're there. You know? Don't care what other people say about you. Don't care about what they say about your personality or who you are, what you do. You do you. Let them do them. It's so true. It's so true on what you're saying. It's something that it's a reframe mindset, you know. Instead of visualizing the failures and setbacks, learn. It's a way of learning of the, it's a learning opportunity is what I want to say, you know. Just recently, about a couple of days ago, you know, I was pretty ticked off about a situation in the studio where I wanted to put something on the wall because I thought it was pretty cool, and I got shot down for it. But they said, "But it's okay, I'll let it pass this time." That burned me up inside. That burned me up inside. You know, it burns you up inside because you literally want to tear this person a new hole, but you don't want to. Why? Because right now things are good. Things are running the way they're supposed to be. You know, the podcasts are healthy, and I'm about to throw in turmoil into that. Yeah, it burns me up inside because you know, I want to really release, but, you know, I like you. All I do is keep thinking to myself, just a couple more months. Just a couple of months till we finally come to a decision where we're staying or going. A couple of months, till we stay or we're going. Just a couple of months. And it burns me up inside. It does. It burns me up inside. And I wanted to spit so much fire on this guy's face, but I didn't. Why? Good friend of mine. Good friend of mine. We've been friends for years. You know, consider ourselves BFFs. Yeah, I said it. Yeah, we're boys. We're friends. We're boyfriends. No, that's not the way it works. No, but, you know, it. We've gotten into it to where we, you know, we've disagreed with a lot of stuff, but we come into terms where, you know what, you know, we're both right and we're both wrong. And we figure it out. And we just keep moving forward. And that's the kind of people you need in your life. I understand that he has a passion, what he's going for, what he's driving for. And he understands my passion, what I'm driving for, what I'm going for. When those interlock in the wrong areas, you know, that's a ticking time bomb if you don't take care of it, if you don't ignite it. One of you has to ignite it. One of you has to be the bigger man to ignite it. You know, some people, I had nothing, man, I said what I had to say, and I didn't mean to disrespect you. Yeah, but you did. But I said nothing in return, so you took it that, okay, he's cool with it. Which you should flip the story around to see if that criticism was towards you. You know what I mean? That's what I'm calling about, passionate. You got to be passionate about something. If you really want something, you go after it. I mean, potting with my other podcast, we've had a lot of guests on our show. You know, I've been very passionate, but there's times where I couldn't make it, or there's times when my partner couldn't make it. You know, we had to reschedule. But that thing, it makes you feel bad. That sounds like a drop ball. You dropped the ball. You know, you should have kept going with it. You should have, you know, you kept going with what you had. You should have gone on by yourself, you know. But setting small goals, you know, that's the good thing. You know, the small goals is like doing a podcast on my own. Oh, I finished one podcast on my own. Sweet. I was able to do it. I was able to do it on my own. Shit. That's awesome. I'm glad I was able to do a podcast on my own. Though I've done a total of, I don't know how many are there. A total of give or take. I'll just give a throw around number out there. I've done close to 300 pods that are under my belt, you know, and that's an accomplishment to me. That's a satisfying goal for me, 300. But then you want more. Go, shoot, maybe I can get to 5. And once I get to 5, I'm thinking, maybe, shit, maybe I can get to 800. I'm already 800. Why don't I go for 1K, 1,000 episodes in my lifetime? Shit. Can you imagine? Small goals. shit, the small goal for this episode, for this podcast, was to see if I can get 10 episodes out. Well, let's say I can get at least one out. I already got two. This is episode 2, season 1 for the new year. Now, when is it that where we said in the very beginning we're passionate? You know, sometimes we want to make sure we don't make it feel like if it's work. That's a number one thing. We always have to make sure we don't make our passions be work. It's something that's going to be, you know, it's an escape for us. I was passionate about being a musician at one time. I wanted to be a hardcore musician. I wanted to make it big. You know, this is before, this is actually when it was just my wife and I, you know, and she knew, you know, I had the passion about it. I wanted to be that rock star. You know, I wanted to go out there and do big things. You know, it was a purpose in my life. You know, I wanted to do that. You know, that's what made my heart race. That's what I was passionate about at the time. But I aimed too big. I aimed too big, and then self-doubt raged in real quick. Real quick, you know. People start, you know, saying stuff about the band, and then within the band, people started talking crap, you know, to each other. You know, it's everybody's passionate about one thing, but not everybody's on the same page. You know, when they say, oh, well, we're a band, we're all on the same page. No, you're not. There's always that one person that's maybe two pages ahead of the story than what your story is, and he already knows how it's going to end. And it's the truth. It's truth. I mean, it works that way. That's the way it is. That's the way it is, man. That's the way it is. You know, nowadays, you know, it's there are obstacles in our life, man. There are obstacles in our life. You know, I mean, how can I put it? You know, there's so much I want to say to you guys on what goes next. I mean, how can I explain for it? I mean, it's hard for me to explain on what I'm trying to talk about. You have to be in the moment. You have to take action of what you want. It has to be to the point where you really want something, and you want, and I'm not, don't get me wrong. Don't take this the wrong way. I want you, there's this real hot chick down there, and I really, really want her, and I know she's married. No, that's not what I'm talking about. That's not what I'm talking about. You know, what I'm talking about is that you have to know what you're going for. A realistic goal. Know your worth. If you think you're worth enough of making a big company where you're going to run it at all times, mind you, the possibilities of you running a company under your name, the millions of dollars you'll be making, that's your goal. But also remember, on top of that goal, there's responsibility. Remember, with great power comes great responsibility. And it's the truth. It is a proven fact. It is so true. You want to be this big time. You want to be the big time guy that goes to every bar, could pick up any chick. You want to be the gigolo. You want to be the guy that says, oh man, grab any chick I want, take it. Yeah. Hey, that's great. That's your goal. Awesome. That's a gift. That's great power. But what about the responsibility? The responsibility of you going out with one girl and then the other girl finds out that you went with her. You know, those are your backlashes. Oh, I can live with that. No, you can't. No, I have yet met any man or any woman that can live with that. And if you are, you're antisocial. You are a disgrace to the human race. You have no feeling. You know what I mean? And I'm going way off topic here, but as far as anything, but that's what I mean. The passion, the passion for something you really want, you go for it. Overcoming obstacles, fears, you know, discovering your new passions, you know, stuff like that. It's stuff that you need to consider to yourself, you know, hey, what do I need to do to get there? And I'm going to let you know right now. We're going to a station identification. Here we go.
You're listening to Spittin' Fire with Drago 75, where we take on the hottest topics and current events with no filter. Get ready for some real talk and unfiltered opinions. Adult language is advised, so buckle up. And remember, mama never needs to know.
Station of Education, you're talking to Drago 75, Spittin' Fire. So, taking action. Action Jackson. Something I like to say. Action Jackson, yeah. Taking action on your priorities, taking action on your passion, grabbing what you want and running with it. Now that we explain what passion and overcoming obstacles, let's discuss the most crucial steps taking action. Action is something that you have to, what passion without action is just a daydream. You know what I mean? If you understand what that means, let me explain to you. Let me see. Here's how you can turn your passion to realities. I mean, you can daydream of being a multi-millionaire, blah, 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 you know, win the lottery. When I win those billions, say, I'm going to do this. Oh, yeah, that's great. But you need to buy a ticket. You can't win the lottery if you don't buy a ticket. Isn't that the truth? Hard fact. But it's the truth, right? Yeah, it's the truth. So, I mean, first things first is creating a plan. Outline the steps you need to take to pursue your passion. That's one. I mean, this plan doesn't have to be perfect. It just needs to be a starting point, you know, like a rough draft of what you want in your whole business of empire, if you want to call it that. You need to have an outline of what you need to do, the steps, you know, the steps to get in there. I want to run a huge podcast. Cool. All right. What are the steps to that? First of all, one, I need a recording device. Perfect. Your phone, that's a good way of starting it. That's something small. Start small. You know, some people see, and it's another thing. You'll see on top of that when you're doing your what you love, your passion that you love to do, and they see that you're doing great with it, other people will follow behind you to try to recreate what you do. And a lot of people say, well, no, man, they're just stealing what I've done. No, let them do it. They think they're doing what you're doing. Let them do it. Let them go forth. Let them get to that point. Because you already started off small. Now you have you got your mixers, you got your mic, your high caliber microphones, you got a nice fan base. You have your RSS running in different platforms. You're running. You're going. You're gunning. You paid your dues. You knew what you started small goals, and now you reach the big goals. You're almost to the humongous goal you want, but you're slowly accomplishing the small goals you set for yourself. Well, other people see this. They want the same thing. So what do? They go out there, buy the $500 mixer. They buy the $300 mics. They buy the high caliber cords, the 4K cameras, the $3,000 sofa set, $8,000 sofa set, multi-$1,000 studio, you know. And they do the first episode. And you see it like, wow. That's awesome. A month in, they disappear. Why? Why? Because there was no outline. Steps they need to take to pursue their passion. They were living off of your passion. You understand what I mean? Those that are passionate about something will stick to the plan until it plays out. Those who are not want to succeed the fastest way so they can overshadow you and say, see, I did it this way. I need to go through all that crap. You know? Don't get me wrong. Money takes you a long way. You have money for it. Go for it. By all means, go for it. Step into the red and go. You have the money for it? Go. I don't. Personally, I don't. There were steps I had to take before I can pursue that. You know, the plan I made, it wasn't perfect, but it was a starting point. You know what I mean? And on top of that, while I was at my starting point, I was committing to my passion. I was making a commitment to myself to set aside each one time out of the week to focus on my passion, whether it was learning, whether it was practicing, or creating. I mean, think about it. You're a band. Guitar player, you find yourself a bass player, you find yourself a drum boy, you're going to go get a gig automatically? Fuck no, you can't. Fuck, you fucking stupid. Not unless you're high caliber professional players that have been playing for years. You have a list of songs that you know. But if you just barely picked up a guitar and your buddy just barely picked up a bass and you know a drummer that's been drumming for years, say, hey, man, we got a band together. I'm going to get some mics. And, you know, we're going to get some mics. We're going to mic up my vocals. And we already have the amps. You have the drums. We're going to go out there and we're going to fucking rock it. We have a gig this weekend. You get out there. You're like, what fucking songs are we playing? Kind of brings you to that Family Guy episode where they go to the prison. Like, oh my God, we don't know any songs. Come on, man. How can you not do that? Learning, practicing, and creating, man. Three key topics that you need to know before you start a podcast or anything you're passionate about. You need to know what you know and how to do. Now, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong and don't say, oh, well, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. But like, no, I'm getting to that right now. You know, and what I mean by blood, sweat, and tears, and homage to Zach Wilde. No, but what I'm saying, paying your dues, you know, you got to go into the mud. You got to go into the network. You got to learn how to collaborate with other people. Don't be the high horse and think that you don't need help. Everybody needs help. When you came out of the fucking womb, did you start fucking walking? No, fuck no. You had help from your mom and dad to take your first steps. They showed you how to crawl. They showed you how to roll over. Those are, if you want to call paying your dues, you don't, well, I don't know what paying dues is, bullshit. You did it when you were born. You did it when you were in a fucking diaper. You did it when you sat in the fucking toilet and took a shit for the first time. On your own. You still learn how to wipe your ass, but you just know how to take a shit. It's the fucking truth. You need to network and collaborate, man. You know, connect yourself with like-minded individuals on what you want to do and your passion. Collaborate. Be open. You know, open doors. Provide new opportunities that you might not have considered. Honestly, I never considered doing a podcast on my own. I didn't. I do have a great podcast with my buddy. We do great in our podcast. It's awesome. We're up to 200 and something odd episodes already. Season 6 this year. But doing this one on my own, doing podcasts for the last 7-6 years that I've done it already, I find it like, you know what? I think I can do this. I think I can sit down, talk in the mic, write down what I want to talk about. And then sure enough, it will magically appear. If I wait for it, if I'm willing to do the work, I already know how to sound edit. I learned how to video edit. Did I learn on my own? No. I had to collaborate with like-minded individuals that were doing the same thing with me. It was a door that was there, halfway open. I just opened it all the way and walked right in. And it provided more new opportunities. A lot. I started interviewing more musicians. I started interviewing more actors and directors with those other podcasts that I got. And not only that, was it not only helping me, it was helping them. That's what networking is. That's what collaboration is. If you're going to be self-centered mind to the point where you're going to isolate yourself and say, oh, well, I did this, I did that, I was the man who didn't invent this. I'm like, fuck that. No, don't fucking do that. No, nobody needs to hear that shit. Nobody needs to hear that shit. Instead of eating all the bread for yourself, share it with everyone else that's in the same field as you are. Help out, help each other. You'll be surprised what the outcome is. Now, am I telling you, yeah, let anybody in there? No. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Because you will have a couple of those individuals that come in and will be, they're called opportunists. You need to be careful with opportunists because they will come into your field. They will use your spotlight. And they will carry on somewhere else. Now, if you're getting invited and you want to talk about your pod, you want to talk about your restaurant, you want to talk about, yeah, that's fine. I'm here for you. And I'm going to do my best to let people know about what you're doing. You know, that's my network. That's my creativity. That's my collaboration with you. I'm helping you out. I am. All I ask is for a little help back, a little pushback. I'm pushing you forward. All I want you to do is pull me forward with you. Because we're on the same ride. We're on the same train, man. We're all approaching the same goal. We all want to get there. You know? And that's another thing, bro. You can't just sit on your ass and wait for this stuff to come toward you. You got to stay persistent. Persistent. You have to stay persistent. You have to understand that the progress takes time. Stay committed. Be willing to adapt your approaches as you learn, if you know what that means. And what I mean by that is that be willing to hear other people's ideas and don't try to race so fast to get to your goal. It takes time. I mean, if anybody who's anybody ever heard the story of the tortoise and the rabbit, the rabbit is hauling ass. He's doing great. And he's only a couple yards away from the finish line. He said, you know what? I'm just going to relax right here because the tortoise behind me, he's never going to get here, man. I'll beat him to it. We all know the end of that story. Yeah. It's true. Remember, your haters are your makers, guys. Your haters are your makers, and you got to love them just like you love all your fans. Even though it pisses them off, even though they piss you off, you got to love them. Why? Because one hater brings you 20 followers. It's true. Kevin Hart said it. Something doing stupid. Well, here, look at this. Someone come take a look at this. Look at this. Oh, my God. Come look at this. And what? More people came to look at it. Now everybody knows what you did. Haters are your makers, people. Stay persistent. Create a plan. Commit to your passion. Network and collaborate. Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one single step. Don't be afraid to take that step. I think Bruce Lee said it best when he tossed the pebble into his dojo. And they ask, why'd you do that? He goes, when you throw a stone into a puddle, what does it do? It makes ripples. And that goes in all directions. And it continues all the way through. Fucking crazy, right? Makes you kind of think a little bit. Like that's some fucking Confucius say shit. But all I can say all in all, guys, like I said, stay persistent. Create a plan. Commit to your passion. Network, collaborate, and stay persistent. That's the key one. Persistent. You know, it's something that a lot of us forget. a lot of us just sit back for the ride and say, oh, it'll happen. It'll happen. Oh, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Right. Sure. It's not. Step up to the plate. Don't be afraid to swing. Remember, you go up there, a baseball has eight innings, and you don't always get a chance to go up there and bat. Maybe bite twice, maybe three times out of the whole entire game. Why not take advantage of taking three swings to see if you can hit that ball out of the ballpark? Or at least get it into the field. Or get on base. You know? That's all I can tell you. That's the only advice I can tell you. You know, that's something that you should put in your back pocket and say, you know what? I'm going to keep this for on a rainy day. Yeah. Keep it on a rainy day. That's fine. Or pass it along. Keep it in your back pocket. Keep it. No. Pass it on. Network that shit. You have an idea for a pod? You have an idea for a show? You have an idea for a upcoming venue? You have an idea for a food truck? Have an idea for a restaurant? Maybe a company that nobody's heard about? Or something that you're doing that people, only your family members like, and you present it to somebody else and they like it, and you get more people coming, hey, can you do this? Yeah, sure, and you do it, and it comes up big. What are you waiting for? Go for it. Start creating a plan for that. Make that dream come true. Lord knows the tooth fairy ain't going to come and give you money for it. Nor the Easter rabbit, nor Santa Claus. Why? Figure of imagination. People that supposing we're young, we existed. They existed. And then we get old enough, oh shit, well, they kind of existed. Yeah, they did kind of exist, but they didn't. Anyways, man, that's just me ranting. But put that on a bun and stick it anywhere. It's don't sun, don't shine. I don't give a fuck. Whatever you want to do with that shit. But I'm going to be honest with you guys. One day, you know, when you're at your point, when you're about to reach your ultimate goal, reflect back on how you did it. But on top of that, guys, and when you're reflecting back on what you did, never forget, you need to share. People shared with you how to get to this business, how to get there, where you're at, to reach your goal, your passion, you're passionate about it. Help them. You made it? That's great. That's awesome. Proud of you. Applause to you, man. I'm happy. I'm happy you made it. Good job. Yeah. Amazing job. Amazing job. Who helped you? Yeah. That help that gave you, you forgot about them. They're no longer supporting you. Remember, man, collab, network, help each other. You get make the big time. Don't be afraid to show someone else, hey, these are the keys. Don't be those fucking assholes fucking infomercials that say, oh, you want to be rich? Here's how you do it. Pay me $59.99 and I will send you a book to show you how. No. No. Well, I'm not going to give my idea away. Then you're an ass. You're a dick. You fell into the fucking process. You're killing dreams. People that are willing to work the hard times to try to get there and they're doing it wrong and you find out they know they're doing it wrong and you want to set them in the right way so they can get to where you're at, offer the assistance. Why? Makes you a bigger person. They won't forget you. Trust me, they won't. They won't forget you at all. But anyways, guys, that's 50 minutes coming into the pod, man. Once again, thank you for listening with me, man. Let me wrap up this episode saying thank you so much for following, subscribing. Episode 2, I don't know what episode 3 might bring. This was a total different round. I mean, sometimes you get in those moods of talking about stuff, and this was one of the moods that put me in. I guess it's because it kind of lit me up a little bit. The whole conversation that we had earlier, but it's something I got to get off my chest, the spit and fire. That's what it's about, right? But today's episode of Spit and Fire with Drago, I want to leave you with this thought. You know, this is what I want to say. Your passion is a fuel. You know, it drives you towards your purpose. Don't forget that. Don't let fear stop you from pursuing what sets your soul on fire. And that's so true. Take the time to reflect, discover, and take action. You need to take action. You have the power to create the life you desire. That's true. Never forget that. And if you believe in prayer, then go for it. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But don't have other people tell you how to do it as far as praying. If they want to help you progress on your goal and your passion, allow it. Allow it. If you see that it's not doing it, give them the thank yous and the appreciation and go in a different direction. No party, no foul. Is easy, easy, easy. Thank you once again, guys, for joining me today. Like I said before, I even said good morning, good evening, good night. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe, share with others who have that might benefit from this podcast, you know, or something they want to talk about. They can reach me at S as in Sam, F as in Frank, dot Dragon75@gmail.com. That's sf.dragon75@gmail.com. Send your thoughts, your comments, your questions, or ideas for the next episode. It's fun, man. It's fun releasing this. It's better than talking to a shrink. It's better than talking to a shrink, releasing these inner demons in me, man. I mean, it makes me feel like a better person. Slowly understanding more of a Confucius size. But I kind of sound like Trump right there. Not even going to go on that route. But all I can say is thank you for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Like I said again, please subscribe, share with others who might be benefit together. We can spread the fire of passion and purpose, you know. But until next episode, I don't know. Might be something different. I don't know. Anime, is it a purpose in life, or is it just cartoons to whack off to? I don't know. Let's see till next time. If you're sharing your opinions and people don't like it, you might be spitting fire. Later.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Spitting Fire with Drago 75. We hope you enjoyed our no-holds-barred take on the latest events and social media buzz. Remember, this podcast is all about keeping it real and speaking your mind. So don't forget to share your thoughts and keep the conversation going. If you liked what you heard, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review us. Join us next time as we dive back into the flames of what's hot and happening. Until then, stay bold, stay informed, and keep spitting fire.